The census is a short form with the power to make big changes to our area. WXXI's James Brown has the story.
The census is an accounting of everyone who lives in the country. And a new study from the Urban Institute says that it will likely miss a lot of them, upwards of 4 million people. The study expects Hispanics to be undercounted in part because of the Trump administration's decision to add a question about citizenship to the census. The Supreme Court is expected to rule later this month on whether that's legal. The Ibero-American League's Julio Sainz says the census should not be a political act.
This isn't about getting political. This is just about getting the most accurate number. That's what the census is about, so that we can marshal our resources in the government and give people the services they need so we can have strong cities and strong communities.
The number of people who live in an area affects federal funding and representation. That means undercounted areas won't get as much funding to match their actual populations, which could lead to shorter library hours or closures. Less money for federally funded nonprofits or schools, and in some cases, fewer state or congressional representatives. Earlier this year, Governor Andrew Cuomo formed the New York State Complete Count Commission. The leaders of that commission say that 170,000 people in Monroe County live in hard-to-count census tracts. Those tracts include Brighton, Henrietta, Brockport, and much of the city of Rochester. James Brown, WXXI News.